Fair share. What does that mean? Have you ever really contemplated what that means? And I'm talking about with taxes, guys. So we're going to discuss that a little bit in today's rant of a free trapper, which is brought to you by Hilltop Outdoors. Check them out. See what they've got. They've got really good stuff, good prices. Allen's is one of the good guys in the industry. So Hilltop Outdoors, if you're looking for something, they're a sponsor of the show. They're really helping out Trapping Radio. So I'm asking you to support them. Let them know you appreciate it. And we're going to get on to the day's subject. Fair share. I hear this. And the reason this came to mind, there's a couple of things. Trump is getting ready to come out supposedly with a tax plan where corporate tax is going to be 15%. Of course, the liberals are going to go ballistic with this, and they're going to say the rich don't want to pay their fair share and this, that, and the other. What does that really mean? See, until we start acting like adults and we can start getting definitions and understanding what words and marketing is, we're always going to be suckers to people that know how to use those. And they use it against us to get an agenda through, whatever that agenda may be. So what does fair share mean? Now, a lot of people have knee-jerk reactions to this without really putting a lot of thought in it. You hear stuff, bumper stickers, memes, everything like that. You hear these all the time. And when you hear that, you know, on TV that Buffett pays less tax than his secretary, and you believe that, and then you're like going, that's not right, he should pay his fair share. Have you even done the research to know what they're even referring to? Because it's not that the secretary pays more money in taxes. It's a smaller percentage of taxes. Now, I don't want to get into the weeds on this of the ultra-wealthy. Ultra-wealthy people don't pay taxes. Not really. Not in the same way that me and you do. That's a totally different subject whatsoever, that a 15% tax is not going to make any difference to Warren Buffett whatsoever, one way or the other. Because at the point in his life now, guys, he's got foundations and charities, and they're all intermingled. He gets all of the benefit from that, so he don't have to buy a plane to go fly around. One of his charities has a plane, or one of his foundations. He gets access to it. It's a 501c3, just like the NTA, so they're not paying taxes. So that gets really, really complicated. Now, that is a lot to do with depreciations and stuff like that. And the reason that Buffett has got the money that Buffett has is not because not paying his fair share. It's because we no longer abide by the Constitution in the way that it was designed that got America to where it was, where it's the most wealthiest country in the world. We no longer do that. We got it backwards, which we're going to get into that a little bit. So, fair share. And we all talk to people, and you know, you're going to have people that are more conservative, more liberal, you know, flaming progressives, all kind of stuff talking. If you want going to have a conversation with somebody like that, so it don't turn into a screaming match, because most people are just going to start throwing out bumper stickers at each other. The first thing that ought to happen is you need to have them specifically, and don't let the conversation go any further if they can't specifically tell you what the fair share number is. What is that? 20% tax, 50% tax, 80% tax? Until they define what fair share is, how can you even have a conversation about it? Because you don't have the information. Now, most people that say this have never had their little brains go engaged enough in logical or reasoning thought to even think about such a thing. So the conversation is probably going to you're going to get a bunch of runarounds and all kind of stuff, but the Republicans and all this type of nonsense happening. But you have to have what is the fair share number, specifically to a number, not a general, not an open saying, well, it should be more. That's not a number, that's a feeling, and you got to have that. Now, once you have that number, you need to have them, what exactly do you mean by fair share? Now, if you've already started with a specific number, I guarantee you there's going to be this little bitty gremlin that's going to start chewing at the person's stomach, and they're probably going to start getting a little enraged because it's going to become clear to them subconsciously already that they don't have a freaking clue what they're talking about. Never has thought about it. But you need a definition of fair share with taxes. What does that mean specifically to you? Half of everything everybody owns? Should it be a higher percentage than poor people per dollars made? I mean, you have to have, because without these guys, you can't have a conversation. Until America as a whole starts talking like grown-ups instead of three-year-olds throwing hissy fits over which bumper sticker or which meme they saw on Facebook is better for their team today, we're never going to get anywhere. So specifics and words matter, phrases matter, definitions matter, and specific numbers matter when you're talking with this. So you're going to have to break that down. Now, Trump is saying that they're going to propose 15% corporate tax, and the liberals are going to say that that is the rich getting out of taxes. I see right there, they're already lying to you through manipulation for a very simple fact. Corporations don't pay taxes. Corporations pay taxes on money that's not spent for future projects. That's how corporations get taxed. How they get taxed is when they hold the money from year to year. That's what it is. What is left over after the shareholders and the management and all the employees and all the vendors that supply the product, after all that gets paid, that's what gets taxed. Now, the CEO that everybody's going to be upset about, that's going to make all this extra money, is pretty irrelevant to a CEO, because a CEO gets paid a salary or stock benefits or something in line with that. So if the CEO makes $1 million and the corporate tax is 15, he's still going to pay whatever the personal rate is of $1 million. So it's irrelevant to the individuals that are in the company, from employee to CEO, what the corporate tax rate is. But why it is important, and I can tell you from my own personal experience, is at the end of the year, if you try to hold over money in the bank account for future projects, like for me, a simple thing is, you know, we go through a lot of bottles. They're a lot cheaper if I'm buying by the pallet. When I do that, it's a significant outlay of money, because I'm not spending a couple hundred dollars on bottles. I'm spending $3,000 or $4,000 on bottles, and I'm doing that with a lot of different styles of bottles. So you can see pretty quickly, this could end up with $30,000 over the course of the year. Now, if I can buy them all at one time, I can work out a negotiation on the shipping and the price of the products and everything like that. And I need money in the account to be able to do stuff like that. So I've got to hold that money in the account so there's enough money in there, plus all the operation cost of a business, plus payroll, plus all the taxes, everything like that. And then the money that's left over, if I hold it in there, now the U.S. federal government's going to come in and go, hey, there's money in there. So you need to write us a check for 30 to 30 plus percent on what that is. So if I save the money in there, I'm going to lose 30% of it. Now, 15% is bad enough if they can pull this off. But what it does is it gives me an option of a way to spend the money, because whatever I make as owner of Predator Control Group, that comes through payroll. I'm paying it totally separate from a corporation. But it gives me the option to spend money on my business, which means whether you realize it or not, if you've never been on a business or really thought about this, that's how economies grow. So let's say that I'm going to get into the hog lure business, and I'm going to get in the catfish bait business and stuff like that. But I'm stranglehold, because if I keep any money back to ramp up production because I need equipment for bottling, or more ingredients or bottles or whatever it is, now all of a sudden I've got to hold that back, and then they're going to take 30%. At 15%, it's pretty much equal around the world. And I'll be honest with you guys, I looked very seriously about 7-8 years ago in moving my corporation to Ireland. Why? They've got a 15% tax. That's why. Now, does that make me non-American? If you think so, then you're a lying hypocrite to yourself about that. If you're an employee and you're going to lose 30% of your money, or you could just do some paperwork change and all of a sudden gain an extra 15% over the year, everyone listening to this would do that. The hypocrisy in people when it comes to businesses just is so irrational to me. You would do the same thing that Hardee's did with the coffee thing to get out of America so they don't have to pay the taxes, so they can grow their business, which is going to cause more, which is going to allow more jobs, more construction, more farmers. They're going to have to supply the meat, on and on and on and on and on, because they went to a place that has a less tax in Canada than America. So that's what this tax is about. But you're going to hear all this about fair share. Now, part of this also came with a text, which I'm so grateful. I'm not going to mention names, but so grateful that I did not get in this thread last night right before I went to bed, because it had been bouncing around in my head and I probably had nightmares. Excuse me while I get some bone broth. And one of my friends has got to pay capital gains on some land, and it's a lot in these other taxes, and it's just insane the amount that he's having to pay. There's nothing fair about what's going on with him. Nothing fair whatsoever. Now, added on to this, he needs some road work done that the county's taking all this money from him for, but because it's not going to help as many people, they're taking his money, but they're not going to help him. So he's got to pay for this out of his own pocket, use his own equipment and his own time to do what the county should be doing. Now, is that fair? I don't think so. Another buddy is going to somewhat be forced into selling stock, and all of a sudden now he's going to get hit with close to 40% taxes on top of that when he takes that money out. So whatever that amount is, which I don't know and it's none of my business, but whatever that amount is, he's going to pay 40% on top of that. Now, he's already paying taxes because he has payroll, his Social Security, every time he gets gas, yada, yada, yada. So it just builds and builds and builds. So those two things got me thinking about this subject. And what happens to me, guys, which I'm getting ready to have to write this check, and let me tell you, it is painful, is what happens to me is every quarter I have to write a check for every, it always equals the same, and it's amazing how the formulas work on this. So for the months of January, February, and March, because of a little bit of padding for taxes later, very little bit, but mostly payroll taxes, state taxes, stuff like that, I've got to write a check for the everything that I make in the month of January. Everything. So that means I worked, spent money, all that energy, all that time for nothing coming back to me. Nothing. They're going to get every single penny of that. Now, in three more months, I get to write the same check again. So everything that I make in May over the next 3 months, they're going to take one third of everything that I do again. Now, this is not based off of profit. See, that's the deal. This is not based off of profit. This is not Clint's making so much money, he's got to pay. No. If I lose money, I still have to give them everything that I made one out of 3 months. Is that my fair share? If it is, go screw yourself. That's how I feel about that. I'm very vocal when it comes to this. I'm the guy at the courthouse on every single tax I write. It says extortion on the check. It kind of freaks them out. Because the farm that I bought is actually on right across the county in the next county, Bledsoe County. When I just paid land tax on that, that's the first time they've ever seen extortion put for the reason of the check. And let me tell you, it caused a little bit of uproar in that little bitty county courthouse, because they didn't quite know what to do with that. you know what? I held my ground 100%. I gave them the definition of extortion and asked them to please tell me how paying the land tax the way that it is under the threat of default or people with guns showing up and kicking me off my own property, how is that not extortion? They didn't have an answer, but it made them very uncomfortable because the truth about the taxes came very clear to them that they're an enabler of extortion, and they didn't like it, and I really don't care. See, that's what being an American is to me. It's standing up for what is actually true instead of what is fake moral outrage of the way the world is today. So every 3 months, I've got to give a month to the government in some form or fashion, whether from the county all the way up to the federal. Not my fair share. Sorry, it's not. It's ridiculous. Now, this is not considering every single time I pump fuel, depending where I'm at in the country, it's somewhere between 50 and 80 to 90 cents per gallon. Per gallon. So in Tennessee, it's about 48% or whatever. So I get 10 gallons. It's $4.50. I just paid in taxes right there. I get on my cell phone. I'm paying taxes on it. I use the hard line here at the house just to get everything started. The way I transfer phones, I pay taxes on that. If I didn't have a well, I'd be paying taxes on water. I pay taxes on electricity. And besides the taxes on electricity, you need to look at your electric bill, because most electric companies pay you a fee to help feed poor people, even though that's what your taxes are supposed to be paying for on top of that. And you can't get out of it in Tennessee, because I've tried. Just for the simple fact that they were forcing me to do that instead of giving me the option. If they were going to give me the option, I probably said, yeah, no problem. But since they're forcing it, it doesn't sit very well with me. If you have a sewer, you're paying taxes on it. When you go buy food in most states, you're paying taxes on it. Any product that you buy, clothes, shoes, guns, ammo, taxes. When you make a profit, you're supposed to pay taxes. If you have land, you're going to pay taxes. If you have a house, you're going to pay taxes. If you're driving a car, you pay taxes on the car. You pay taxes on the license. You pay taxes on the tags, and you're paying taxes on the insurance. If you're using internet to listen to this, you're paying more taxes. Any service now, which I don't understand how this happens because there's no product involved with sales tax, which is really confusing to me. But anyway, you have a plumber come out to the house, you're paying taxes. Payroll taxes with Social Security, more taxes. You have stock, you're going to pay taxes. Now, the stock thing's interesting to me because it's accrued over time to where it's the highest amount, so the government gets the most amount of money. Because they're letting you build up all this equity and they get to take a bigger chunk of it later because you have gained something some of the time, but then they sell that is the best way to do it. I mean, if you're going to invest in stocks, for goodness sake, do a Roth IRA. Pay the taxes up front. Don't give them more at the end. But you're paying taxes on that. Now, this is more when it comes to a business. Because an employee does not have a fleet of trucks that they're paying taxes on, all the insurance, all the fuel, all the vehicle, all the tags. All of that is more expensive because it is a business. Like on my van, my tag is 3 times as much as the one that's on my wife's car that's not business. Why? Because it's business. Not because it does any more damage on the roads or anything else like that. It's a van that I use maybe 10 times a year, but I have to pay more. Plus, I have to pay more in insurance on that vehicle because it's for business and not personal. And I have to pay more taxes on the insurance because it's business and it's not personal. So when you look at the 15% that Trump's going to try to pull off, which he really should, because I'd put us in the bottom tier corporations. If you're going to get the economy going through any type of manufacturing, if that's what we want to do as a nation, you're going to have to drop those taxes. Or what you see now, when everybody's moving everything offshore, it's because of the taxes. It's not because of labor. Labor's irrelevant. Whether they're paying you $30 an hour or somebody $10 a day, that's irrelevant compared to the regulation and the taxes. That's the reason they're running away. They're running away from the tax system. Because all these other taxes that we just talked about, that's magnified by big numbers to a corporation here. Where in other countries, you don't pay tax on everything, including when you go take a dump and flush the toilet. Every time you get drink a glass of water, you're not paying taxes on that. That's the reason the companies are leaving. It's not because of labor or they want to have cheaper labor force. That is absolutely ridiculous. You know, your health insurance is also taxed, and look at what Obamacare has done to that because of taxes. Which, no matter what anybody says, that's how they push that through the Supreme Court, is Obamacare is a tax. So if you're paying $600 or $600 a month now, that's a tax for your health insurance, and you go use your deductible of say $6,000 or $8,000, that's another tax. So it just builds and builds and builds. But for businesses, it's multiplied exponentially by the size of the business. I have one van. Imagine what Coca-Cola has to pay in taxes to get Coca-Cola to all the stores in the country. It would absolutely freak out a normal person just to understand what the taxes were for them to do that. That's the difference. Now, the part of the reason this is so screwed up in America, where the fair share becomes really weird, where people get confused on it. If we would have done what the founding fathers intended for us to do, wages would never be taxed. That was originally in the Constitution for a purpose. And the purpose was to allow the working person to get ahead in life. And it was not designed the way that our government is now through fascistic hedging that's going on now, where rich people get richer through fascism with the government because we no longer do what the Constitution says. Now, up till the Civil War, there were income tax on labor during war, but they are always turned off right after the debt was paid or right after the war. That changed, though, after the Civil War. They had to do a constitutional amendment to get that to work. Because anybody that got a payroll tax can run straight to a judge and go, yeah, I don't want to pay it. And the judge would go, yeah, you don't have to pay it. So they had to change the law to change the intent of what the founding fathers did for taxes. And this is very important because labor was never intended. So if you make $50,000 a year at a job, you don't pay taxes by the Constitution. Now, if you make $50,000 at a year and you stick $10,000 into a investment where it's interest or rents, which is just a somewhat of a legalistic term, where yet stocks are more based off interest, you give out loans like a bank, you rent property, the rents part, to tenants, or a farmer rents his land to another farmer. Those are not labor. Those are rents and interest. Those were taxed under the Constitution. But since it's been flipped, and the lobbyists and the professional prostitutes that are in Washington, D.C. with D's and R's and I's and everything else in front of their names, because they're all prostitutes, when they get on their knees for a check in front of anybody with a checkbook, they've used the law and the tax code, since it's flipped upside down now, where it rents and interest, you can get down to without paying very much taxes, but labor is taxed very much. Now see, this is it's the same with when Woodrow Wilson no longer allowed the states to have control of the Senate, so that the states would have some skin in the game in Washington and could stop stuff that was gonna hurt the states. That has repercussions that we still feel today. Because originally, if you didn't know this, a senator from like the state of Tennessee went up there and tried to do some type of gun control or raise taxes, and the state government wasn't on board, they would send somebody on a horse up there with a letter with sign from the governor and go, get your sorry butt home, your replacement is already here, you are fired. So senators would have to do the state's work instead of the federal government work. But now they only do the federal government work because the states have been cut out of everything and they just have to take whatever the new federal guys do, which are called state senators, but they're not. That's the repercussions are being felt today every single time they pass a law. The same thing with the taxes. So if we'd have stayed with the Constitution, guys, a lot of the fair share thing would have been equal. So if you make $10,000, $100,000, or $1 million, and it's from labor, there's no taxes. That's what the Constitution says before they amended it. Rents and interest, stocks, all that stuff we just said, that's where you pay taxes. Because the more wealthy people, that's what they always congregate to, is rents and interest. Loaning money, stocks, investments, property, and then they rent that out, and they're paying very little while the laborers are paying the majority of the tax. Now, so if we flip that back the way it's supposed to be, a lot of this would go away. But I want to end up with some numbers here. When you talk about fair share, and you're thinking about this, if you get a definition of what it is, it's normally going to be based on, well, they should have to pay more if they make more. Well, what does that really mean? Because I guarantee you, what our tax code is designed for by progressives, that comes right out of the Communist Manifesto from Marx, is a progressive tax system. We got that from communists. Directly from communists. And it's meant, and it's used 9 times out of 10 out of jealousy or manipulation for votes. That's what our tax system is designed for now. And it's kind of like someone is working hard at a job somewhere. They go get a job. They're doing something that they probably really don't like for people that really could care less about them. And then they see somebody else that's making 20 times the amount of money, and it just makes them mad. And then you find out, because this other person is doing a lot more of the rents and interest, because we're no longer following what the intent of the Constitution is, they go, they're not paying their fair share, they should pay more. So if I got to pay 5%, they should pay 25%. See, that's out of jealousy, is what that is. And that's out of thinking that there'll be more money for you, which there won't be. But you're thinking that way, so greed and jealousy is the basis of that. And the other thing is votes. Because if you listen to the elections and you listen to any news cycle whatsoever, you got one group that wants to lower taxes, they say, which I don't know if I believe them, and then the other group that says the rich aren't paying their fair share every single time they open their mouth. They're kind of like the vegans. They just got to tell you about it every single time. And what the reason they're doing that is because the people that don't have the big houses and the big cars, they look at someone that does, even though they haven't put in the time or made the decisions in their life or had the gumption to get up and actually go do it or take the risk that the person had to do with all the debt and the loans probably and everything like that. They want to have the same reward without doing any of the other stuff that went with it. And now you've got a tool to whip them up in a fury over the rich people that are taking advantage of them because they have not been willing to do what someone that gets ahead in life is willing to do, and they want to punish them for it, and they use political means to do it. So that's the reasoning for this. But fair share is fair. That's what it is, fair. So it's fair. In any other thing pretty much in life, we can get a grasp on this pretty hard. If a trapper goes out and catches 100 coon at $20 a piece, and he gets paid that's fair. Now, if a trapper goes out and catches 10 coon at $20 a piece and sells them, and he gets his check, that's fair. One did more than the other one. Now, it may seem unfair if the guy that catches 100 coon lives in somewhere like Wisconsin or Illinois or Minnesota, Iowa, northern Missouri, where you have a lot of coon, then the other guy had to work really hard so he can get a case of the red butt over this because I had to work harder, therefore my coon should be worth more money. That's just not the way it is. But we can all as trappers kind of understand this, you know, and fair. Fair is what it is. So if it's fair that everybody gets a tax on what it is, which I disagree with, I'm getting ready to say, for the simple fact, because if we just follow the Constitution, this would be irrelevant. But since we're not, we have to live in the world that we live in, not the one that we wish it was. we're going to use payroll taxes. Because it doesn't matter if it's a CEO or someone that makes middle class 50 grand a year or someone that makes $20,000 a year. If the tax was 20% across the board, that's fair. Now, the liberals will say it's not fair because the rich man's paying the same as the poor man. And see, that's where Americans just start looking them in the eye and just going, are you really this much of a dumbass? If you can't do simple math in your head like this, let me give you my smartphone and show you how the calculator app works. So if you have a CEO that makes $10 million, that's what he brings home, and he's paying 10%. He paid $1 million in taxes. $1 million in taxes. I want you to think about that. Everybody wants to be a millionaire. If someone makes 10 million, they got to pay that every year in taxes to be wasted. Now, if you're making $50,000 a year at 10%, that means you owe $5,000 in taxes. Oh my goodness, $5,000? I can't afford that, really? Because of your Social Security, the government's already getting $6,500 for you to make $50,000. But you're not really making $50,000 because your share of the 13% of the Social Security and payroll taxes is $3,250. So you're already paying $3,250 out of that $50,000 for Social Security. Your business, which has nothing to do with your own personal Social Security, is because of extortion, has got to pay what you pay just because he gives you a paycheck for trading time for money. So you're already paying almost that now. So if you paid a straight $5,000, it'd be more money than it would be on payroll, but it's a whole lot less than what you're paying now. But see, that's fair. You're paying $5,000. The CEO's paying $1 million. And if someone's making $20,000, they'd have to pay two. Now, I will say that there probably needs to be a number where that changes. Because $2,000 to someone that makes $20,000 is a lot more impactful to them. And I want people to be able to get ahead in life. But every poor person in America needs to pay taxes. Now, if the poor person's paying where they've got to physically write a check for $2,000 and they're getting $10,000 back because they're popping out kids or whatever and they get it back at the end of the year, guys, they ain't paying $2,000 in taxes. They're making $6,000 to $8,000 on a system. So if they had to pay $2,000 throughout the year to get the six back, they can deal with it. But it's simpler, it makes better sense to me to have a number, say $20,000, $30,000, whatever it is, where there is no payroll tax, which would be really with the Constitution anyway, but they have to pay something. At least make them write a $100 check a year for tax, something. They need to pay something. Because the people that don't pay taxes, all they're going to do is vote for more stuff because they don't think they have skin in the game, because they don't. So when the politicians start screaming the Communist Manifesto of unfair when it comes to taxes, a poor person is going to go, yeah, tax them more. Maybe I'll get two Obama phones. You know, maybe not only will I get my house and electric and food and health care and everything else that I get, maybe they'll start having like lake houses for poor people and I get mine for free. So they do stuff just like that because they don't have any skin in the game. But if you made them start writing taxes, a check, not through the business, but where the individual had to start writing the check, taxes would change pretty rapidly in this country. Because if you're making $50,000 a year, working hard, and you had to sit down every month and write the check that your business makes, oh, you would be fuming. See, that's the difference between, that's the reason business owners get so aggressive and hostile when they hear someone say, you're not paying your fair share. Because an employee gets used to it not being there. So if you should make $1,000 and you're making $800, you get used to $800. You don't think about the $200. If you bring in money as a business and you've got to write that check every single month, it's now very, very personal for that to happen. But fair share is fair. That means whatever a billionaire pays, someone that makes 30 grand should pay. Same exact percentage, because they're paying more. Because, you know, in case no one can figure this out, because you're so indoctrinated with this fair share communist manifesto integrated tax system that we have, $1 million is a lot more than $5,000 that someone that makes $50,000 has to pay. Unless you're looking at it from a form of jealousy or a form of punishment for someone that makes more money than you, which goes back to the jealousy, or you're being a sucker and being manipulated by politicians. But fair share, guys, is pretty simple. It's a straight number, because that's the only thing that is fair.